Greetings, greetings, my dear, wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear, wonderful, and beautiful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is a special Sunday School Sessions broadcast of the Mind of God program, thinkaboutit.org. Today's recording date is Wednesday, November the 23rd, 2011. This is the Mind of God program, and on the Mind of God program, we endeavor to climb up out of the mind of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, the creators of warfare, the shedders of blood, those that thieve land, wealth, and resources, those that divide the human family, divide the oppressed from the oppressed, so that they, the Illuminati, Masonic Order, Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, Wall Street, oligarchs, and corporate elite plutocrats may keep power. We want to leave that mentality, and we fight that mentality. We climb up out of that wicked mentality, and at the same time, we climb up into the mind of God, the mind of Christ, the mind of Yahweh, the mind of life, leaving the mentality of death. As we do this, sisters and brothers, we recognize that all of us, the 99%, the 90%, the 85%, the 80%, all of us are the oppressed. No matter our ethnicity, religion, race, class, caste, no matter our denomination, no matter our philosophical, ideological position, we are all the oppressed. And when we recognize that, we break down all the barriers of separation that are artificial, constructed by the wicked ruling class and families. And we find that we will work together, organize together for freedom, justice, equality, the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now, on this earth. And we are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any political, religious, or revolutionary institution and organization that is of like mind. My beautiful sister Venice, she's my producer, helper, engineer, coordinator, facilitator of the Mind of God program and thinkaboutit.org website. I'm thankful to the Most High for this beautiful sister. I pray that the Most High continues to bless my beautiful sister Venice, her children, and her family. You may contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net. yahlove@comcast.net. Let us pause and give praises unto the Most High Father and the Most High Mother. We give praises unto the Most High Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Arabic language, the word for Father is Abba. Sometimes you hear Abba. Put that with Yahweh, you get Yahweh Abba. Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahweh as having the attribute of begetting, which is the Father. In the African Arabic language, the name of the Father is Allah, A-L-L-A-H. In Egypt, the Almighty Father is known as Amen, the hidden and unseen Father. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, that same Almighty Father is known as the Great and the Grand Father. So we pause also to give praises to our wonderful, beautiful, precious Mother, the Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. In Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahweh also as having the attribute of conceiving. That's the mother. So the word for mother in the African Hebrew language is Aim. So put that with Yahweh, you get Yahweh Aim for the Almighty Mother Holy Spirit. Mother Holy Spirit is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. That word wisdom is Chokma. That's a feminine word found in your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary on the Hebrew side. That word, chokma, feminine word referring to a feminine entity, in this case, our mother, the Holy Spirit. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1 and verses 19 and 20, we learn that she, our beautiful, wonderful, precious mother, the Holy Spirit, conceived Jesus. Remember, Moses, Numbers chapter 11, saw Yahweh as having the attribute of conceiving. That's the mother. Mother Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Jesus, but she is your, my, our mother as well. Mother of creation, mother of universe, mother of sun, moon, stars, planets, mother of the human family, as the Almighty Father is father of the same. In the African Hebrew language, the name and title of Mother Holy Spirit are Ruach HaKadosh. Now that word Ruach, found under the number 7307 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, Ruach is the word for spirit. And that word, Ruach, is feminine, referring to a feminine entity. Mother Holy Spirit is feminine. Mother Holy Spirit is our mother. In the African Arabic language, the name of that same Mother Holy Spirit is Illa. Now that word Illa is not only an African Arabic word, but it is also an African Hebrew word, and it is feminine, spelled I-L-L-A-H. Our wonderful Islamic sisters and brothers say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and you hear Illa in Bismillah, B-I-S-M, Illa, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Normally translated, there's in the name of God, the Beneficent, the Merciful. But we know that Ilah is the mother. And we also know that Rahman and Rahim, Beneficent and Merciful, those two Arabic words are rooted in the Arabic word for the womb, W-O-M-B. So we say and understand that Bismillah Rahman and Rahim means in the name of our mother Illa, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. In the Egypt, our ancestors referred to that same Mother Holy Spirit as Amenet, the hidden and unseen mother. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, that same Mother Holy Spirit is referred to as the Great and the Grand Mother. So my sisters and brothers, it is my honor, my privilege to greet you in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Arabic language, his name and title are Yahshua HaMashiach. And believe it or not, sisters and brothers, but Christ has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I, Rastafari I of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari I, was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So I and I say Jah, Rastafari, Haile I, Selassie I, as Jesus Christ's new names in these last days of judgment in Babylon. America is the modern day mystery Babylon, and these are the last days of this wicked Babylon system. And we see that this is to teach us that Christ desires to be revealed and manifested within your, my, our personalities, making all of our names the new names of Jesus Christ, in fulfillment of the book of Revelation chapter 3 and verse 12, which teaches us that in the last days Christ would come to Babylon. Christ would manifest in the last day mystery Babylon. America, the wilderness of North America, in the words of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, is the modern day mystery Babylon. And we are Christ. We are the manifestation of Christ in the last days. Christ is here among us. Christ is in the Occupy movement. Christ is revoluting all over the earth. And these are the last days of this wicked Babylon system. You see, sisters and brothers, you and me are the I and I in Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari I. The first I refers to yourself, your original self, united with the Almighty Creator and Creatress Father and Mother. Also united with the human family outside of yourself, and united with creation. And the second I refers to the human family outside of yourself, united with Creator, Creatress Father and Mother, united with the creation. That is the I and I. You see, all of I and I, the whole of I and I, are divine manifestations of divinity living in this divine creation, in this divine universe, under the divine Milky Way, on this divine planet we call Earth, under the divine sun, moon, stars, and planets, in this divine physical house that we call our human physical bodies. The whole of the universe wrapped in divinity, emanating from the hidden and unseen Divine Father and Divine Mother, showing us that in these last days of judgment in Babylon, we are worthy to rise up to overthrow this wicked Babylon system. We are yet talking Revelation. These are the special Sunday school sessions, but we are yet talking Revelation. We are yet using everything that we can under the sun, moon, and stars and universe to show the truth, reality of this wicked Babylon system, to remove the falsehood. This is the apocalypse, apocalyptos, revelation, to see the system as it is, to see the falsehood, remove the falsehood, leaving the truth about the system, so that we may understand how to come together collectively as the oppressed, no matter we color, no matter we religion, no matter we denomination or philosophy or ideology, come together, overthrow this wicked Babylon system. We are in St. Matthew chapter 5, dealing with these Beatitudes, looking at Jesus carving out a society of revolutionaries, not in contravention to the Old Testament, but in fulfillment of the Old Testament, showing that from creation we are here to fight this wicked Babylon in all of its manifestations, with the word of God, which is sharper than any two-edged sword. And that with this unity, with this knowledge and wisdom and understanding that comes through the universe as the word of God manifested in flesh, we are well able to overturn this Babylon system. So Jesus, every day fighting Caesar, fighting the Roman Empire, teaching that which was contrary to what the high priest taught and the scribes and Pharisees and the Herodians and the Sadducees, who had all sold out to Caesar and had taken Caesar as their king, taken Caesar as their prince of peace, taken Caesar as he who brought civilization, as their Lord and Savior. And Jesus rises up to say, no, Caesar is a wicked, demonic despot that is a killer, a colonizer, a thief, a shedder of blood, a warmonger. And so Jesus is teaching his community of revolutionary believers how to think contrary to those sellout bourgeoisie elites that had sold out to Caesar. And so we came down to verse 14, chapter 5, and we say the same today. This teaching that we see being manifested through the Occupy movement, who are helping us to think contrary, in controversy, contravention to mainstream thought, that the 1% are no more worthy of the wealth and the resources of this earth and this universe than we are. And because we have suffered, because we are the oppressed, because we, as we come into power, we will do correctly by the whole human family, that will show us more worthy. Not we in and of ourselves, but our actions will show that we are more worthy than the 1%. Because when we come into power, when the proletariat, as the communists and socialists say, come into power, when the oppressed come into power, when we showing the fullness of the Most High within our being, within our person, when we fully manifest Christ and come into power, we will not do as the wicked 1% have done, the wicked 2%, 5%, 10% have done. So we are more worthy of the 1% to come into power than they are to remain in power. And so this is what the teaching is for. We see that the Occupy movement is showing this reality. We see the protests going on all over the earth, in Africa, in the Middle East, in Asia, in Central and South America, in Mexico, in the islands of the Pacific. I hear that sisters and brothers in South Korea are rising up to protest their condition in unison with the Occupy movement. You see, many of us have thought that South Korea was wonderful and great and that North Korea was wicked and evil. But we see that those sisters and brothers in South Korea, having gone through an economic deal with the Obama administration, are realizing that this economic deal with the Obama administration and the United States of North America with the leadership in South Korea is just like the NAFTA agreement that Clinton signed, that in reality destroyed the oppressed, destroyed the poor, took the land from the indigenous peoples, turned it over to the wealthy, and hijacked the land, the wealth, and the resources of the people. So the sisters and brothers in Korea, South Korea, rising up. So we see that this mentality of Christ is going all over the earth. Chapter 5, St. Matthew, verse 14. Jesus talking to the poor, to the afflicted, to the needy, and the oppressed. He says, ye are the light of the world. What a profound statement by Jesus. In the face of Caesar claiming to be the light of the world, in the face of the Roman elites claiming to be the light of the world, in the face of the high priests, scribes, Pharisees, Sadducees, Herodians, all of them claiming to be the elite, the light of the world, Jesus says, no, it is you, poor sister and brother, you afflicted sister and brother, you oppressed sister and brother, you African Hebrew Israelites who are the poor, the disaffected, the disenfranchised, those locked out of the system, the dregs of society, you the homeless, you who have no food, you who have no shelter, you who have no clothing, you who have been locked out of the system, locked out of the educational system, locked out of the economic system. You are the light of the world. And we say the same today. Veterans coming back from killing on behalf of the wicked ruling class, can't find a job, don't have a home, foreclosed on, kicked out into the streets. Other homeless sisters and brothers in the streets, sisters and brothers having to go to various missions, various food banks to get food and get shelter. You, sisters and brothers, are the light of the world. In you, we see that the light of God is living in you, because left to your own natural mentality, you would not kill and destroy people. You want to see people live in love and harmony. You poor sister and brother living in the ghetto, no matter your color. You sister and brother locked up in the prisons. You sister and brother who have been railroaded into the prison system unjustly. You are the light of the world. And we must realize that and manifest and grow that light. Light of the world, 5:4-5:7. Let's look up this word light in the Greek language. As we always say, Jesus spoke Hebrew to his African Hebrew people, but his works and words were translated into the Greek language by the African Hebrew Israelite nation, so that the Greeks may understand this knowledge and stop killing and destroying and oppressing people. You are the light of the world. The word is phos in the Greek language. 5:4-5:7 on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. It means light. It means emitted light, emitted by a lamp. A heavenly light such as surrounds angels when they appear on earth. And the angels represent the characteristics and the attributes of the Most High. So you are the light. You, each and every one of you, who are not the 1%, 2%, 5%, 10%. We the masses, we the oppressed, each and every one of us have the characteristics and attributes of the Most High within us. And we must wake up those attributes and cultivate those attributes and characteristics. And let me pause and say, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is the Mind of God program, thinkaboutit.org. This is the special Sunday school sessions. Broadcast date, Wednesday, November the 23rd, 2011. Each and every one of you are gods and goddesses in flesh. Each and every one of you are Elohim. Each and every one of you are just as important and more important than the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, because you would not kill and destroy as they have done as we come into power. Another meaning of this word phos, which is the Greek word for light, a star. You, sisters and brothers, are more stars than the Hollywood stars, than the entertainment type stars. Those are only signs of you, sisters and brothers. Many of you think that you don't have talents. Many of you think that you can't shine in any particular field of endeavor. But I'm here to say to you, sisters and brothers, any and all of you are well capable of being a star in any field of endeavor. And more importantly, all of you have the potential, and all of us have the potential to be stars in virtue, in righteousness, in truth, in justice, in equality. We are the true stars, and we are able to shine. See, a star does not have light within itself, but a star reflects the light of the sun. Who is the sun? Yahshua Christus is the sun. Yahshua Christus is that physical representation, or that spiritual representation of that physical S-U-N, which is a sign of the S-O-N. And we are the stars that reflect this knowledge coming from Jesus, coming from Yahshua. And that knowledge, in reality, emanates from that hidden and unseen Father and Mother, Amen, Amenet, that hidden manna, that hidden power source for this knowledge, wisdom, and understanding we hear coming through the mouth of the S-O-N, Jesus. that we are reflections of that light. We are the stars. Occupy movement. You are the stars. Fire, another definition, because it is light and sheds light. So, sisters and brothers, you are the fire. You are that cleansing agent that is cleaning up our consciousness. Occupy movement. Poor people, oppressed people, coming together to rise up. We are cleansing our consciousness with the light, the knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding of the Most High, truth, justice, righteousness, freedom, justice, and equality. A lamp or a torch. A lamp holds light. A torch holds light. And so we are the medium through whom the light shines forth spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. Occupy movement. Poor people, oppressed people. We are the lamp, the torch for that light. And my minister, Louis Farrakhan, wrote a book, Torchlight for Knowledge, something to that effect. A torchlight for knowledge, because he understands that we are that torch, that the fire may shine and give warmth and give light. The Most High, hidden and unseen Father and Mother, is that hidden power source for the light. Metaphorically, God is light, because light has extreme, delicate, subtle, pure, brilliant quality. That's another definition. So we hold God within our consciousness, within our personality, within our being. And so we are that light, or the holders of the light, and we are extremely delicate, we are subtle, we are pure, we are brilliant in quality. Not the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers and the wicked Illuminati Masonic order killers and shedders of blood and warmongers. It is you, sisters and brothers. You are the light. You are they who have that quality to shine the truth of God, the truth of the Father, and the truth of Mother Holy Spirit. Another definition, metaphorically, truth and its knowledge together with the spiritual purity associated with it. So we see truth. We see knowledge. In Egypt, that was called Maya, truth, justice, and righteousness, together with the spiritual purity associated with it. Righteousness, God, the Father, Goddess, the Mother, Holy Spirit, that pure righteous quality that comes through knowledge and wisdom and understanding. You are the light of the world, Occupy Movement. You are the light of the world, poor, afflicted, needy, and oppressed people of the earth. It is we who are that light, that which is exposed to the view of all openly and publicly. Look how the Occupy Movement has exposed the rich, the wealthy, the ruling class and families, the 1%, the bankers, the oligarchs, and the plutocrats. Look at how the Occupy Movement have shed light on warfare and bloodshed. Look at how we are able to think more clearly concerning this wicked system, because you have students rising up. You have regular poor people rising up. You have activists rising up in Palestine. You have activists rising up to say no to the school of the Americas. You have activists rising up in South Korea. You have activists rising up in Europe and Spain, all over the earth. Sisters and brothers are rising up to show publicly and openly the wickedness of this system. The reason, another definition, is to reason and mind. So we're now able to reason more clearly about this wicked system. Our minds are more clear about this wicked system. Another definition, the power of understanding, especially moral and spiritual truth. Look at the wonderful magnificence of this Occupy Movement and the wonderful magnificence displayed in the uprisings of the people all over the earth. Not the manufactured uprising that was Al-Qaeda in Libya, no. Not this manufactured uprising in Syria. My brother Webster Tarpley is in Syria right now, showing us the truth that the CIA and Mossad are in Syria, fomenting warfare and bloodshed through snipers, shooting at children, shooting at men, shooting at women, to cause us to think that there's a revolution going on in Syria that is independent. But we know from our past teachings that the CIA, the FBI, the Mossad, MI5 and 6, they can infiltrate a revolution, they can create a revolution and spin the revolution and have us thinking that this is an action that is independent and it is righteous. CIA is in Syria, Mossad in Syria, MI5 and 6 in Syria, elites have been raised in Syria, and we are unhappy that so many have been killed, but the Syrian government is fighting the CIA as Gaddafi was fighting the CIA. And we want to be clear on these issues so that we do not get caught up in a CIA operation to justify the overthrow of another government, in this case Syria, and then moving on to Iran. Because I was listening to the debates between the Republican candidates, and they couple Syria with Iran and openly call for CIA operations. And my brain went to Syria because that's what's occurring. And Assad, I'm not saying Assad is righteous, but Assad is fighting a weaponized uprising implemented and carried out by the CIA, Mossad, MI5 and 6. But the Occupy movement, hopefully it's causing us to think more critically and consciously and to seek out the people and the legitimate aspirations of the people and understand when the CIA is infiltrating and spinning actions for the benefit of not ourselves, but the benefit of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. So, sisters and brothers, you are the light of the world, not the Rothschilds, not the Oppenheimers. And furthermore, black man and woman of the Americas, you are the African Hebrew Israelite nation descendants. You are the Messiah people. You are the light of the world. And it is our job not to say that arrogantly, but to understand that it is our mission to show all of the oppressed, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, that they are also the light of the world. And together, light plus light equals more light. And we will shine forth the truth, justice, and righteousness of the Most High and awaken the kingdom of God in heaven within all of ourselves, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, Christians, Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists, Krishnas, communists, socialists, Hebrews. And together we will shine forth that light and be the cornerstone for the kingdom of God in heaven here and now on this earth. That word world, this is interesting, is found under the number 2889 on the Greek side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, and that word is cosmos. And it means harmonious arrangement or constitution, order, and government. This is so interesting, sisters and brothers, because this is causing us to understand that Jesus is talking about a new world. Not that wicked new world order propagated by George Herbert Walker Bush and the wicked Illuminati Masonic order, which is the same old wicked order that we have been fighting all along from the wicked ruling class and families. But understand that Jesus was looking at Caesar and his world, and Caesar and his constitution and arrangement, Caesar and his wicked world order and government. And Jesus is saying, you poor people, African, Hebrew, Israelite nation, and all the oppressed, no matter where you come from, no matter what your race, religion, and origin, you are the light of this new righteous arrangement, new righteous cosmos constitution, new righteous order, new righteous government. Remember that we say that the government was on the shoulders of Jesus, Yeshua. And so this is a government that opposes the government of Caesar. This is an affront. This is an open-faced slap on Caesar and the Roman Empire. So we say the same today. We are the light of a new world. We are the light of the kingdom of God in heaven here and now on this earth. We are the light of this new cosmos. We are the light of a new constitution, a new arrangement, a new order, a new government. And we say that we openly oppose the wicked government of the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers and the Wall Street oligarchs and the corporate elite plutocrats. Another definition: ornament, decoration, adornment, the arrangement of the stars, the heavenly hosts as the ornament of heavens. Remember, the heavens declare, 19:1, Psalms, the heavens declare the glory of God. That word is Elohim. The heavens declare the glory of the gods and the goddesses, the children of the Most High. And who are the children of the Most High? The peacemakers. The peacemakers shall be called the children of the Most High. And you, Occupy Movement, you, the Occupy Movement who are rising up to occupy the hood, you, the activists all over the earth, all over the United States of North America, you are the true stars of heaven. You are the true heavenly hosts. You are they whom the heavens declare the glory of. You are the Elohim. You are the gods and the goddesses. You are the children of the Most High. You are the children of the Most High because you are the true peacemakers. You are that adornment of the heavens. You are that decoration of the heavens. You are that ornament of the heavens. You have been set up by the Most High to show forth to be peacemakers and children of the Most High. Another definition of this word, cosmos, translated as world, is world or universe. Circle of the earth. Circle of the earth. Circle of the earth. That circle of knowledge and wisdom and understanding of the earth. The earth means knowledge. The earth means justice. The earth means righteousness. The earth is our mother also. Another definition, the inhabitants of the earth, men, the human family. So you, Occupy Movement, you, poor and oppressed and afflicted and needy, have been carved out of the human family to show forth truth, justice, righteousness. Another definition is the ungodly multitude. So the ungodly multitude, see, also another definition, the whole mass of men alienated from God and therefore hostile to the cause of Christ. So now the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers are ungodly. And they want to make all of us ungodly and create a multitude of people. And so the presidents and prime ministers and those in government are the multitude who have given themselves over to the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers to be ungodly, to be unrighteous, to be alienated from God, to be hostile to the cause of Christ. What is the cause of Christ? Christ means the spirit and anointing to rise up with truth, justice, and righteousness and fight the oppressor and deliver the oppressed from the oppressor. So we are they who are in the cause of Christ, raised up to fight the oppressor who is hostile to the cause of Christ so that we may deliver the oppressed from the oppressor. All of these definitions are so wonderful. You are the light of the world, sisters and brothers. Ah, you are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill and cannot be hid. Let me go ahead and take my first break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.